May remain seated. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. We rejoice in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We're going to meditate on verses 8 through 14 of Luke 2 that you heard before. According to the Lord's Apostle Peter, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, even angels long to look into these things. We know what the angel said the first Christmas Eve. The words are recorded in the Scripture. We don't know perhaps what they might have said amongst themselves, but we do know what they were looking at. What they longed to look into was the word of the prophets that came over all those years, the promises of God to rescue His creation, the crown of His creation, the children of Adam and Eve. Even angels long to look into these things. Let's imagine we could hear an angel speaking to us that was there that night, speaking to us with an angel's view of Christmas. We'll go to Bethlehem not like a shepherd or even an innkeeper, but as an angel. All my longing, all my loving, an angel's view of Christmas. We were so excited. We were like kids behind the curtain of a stage getting ready for their first play. Quiet, everybody. You might wake the shepherds. You might wake the sheep. We all laughed. Michael was always trying to crack everyone up. Quiet. Everyone be quiet. Wait and look. Look at those shepherds. They think it will be another quiet night out there with their smelly sheep. And the moments of waiting with my fellow angels all around me, all across the heavens, in the darkness above them, we waited up with the stars and watched. And I had a moment to think back on everything that led up to this day. And you know how sometimes when you're thinking back on the past, you think of joy and you think of sorrow. And sometimes it's really hard not to have the tears mixing with the laughter. There was so much joy on the day that God created us, that sixth day when He made them. He was stretching out the skies, the firmament, and laying the foundation of the earth and setting it so solid down there that when He put it where it would turn on its axis and go around the sun as He said and sit in the solar system where He put it, no one could move it. He'll make it warm. He'll make it cold whenever He wants. And nothing you down there with your little tiny cars can do can change when He makes the world warm and He makes it cold. God put it there. It's His. You should have seen me that morning with all the other angels newly created, shouting with joy. The morning stars sang together and the angels shouted with joy. And that love story in the garden. Ah, the two of them. Her from His side, created to be like Him and just right for Him. And the joy in His face when He woke up, not lonely anymore. There she was. Oh, we loved to watch those two. We angels enjoyed watching Adam and Eve, the first parents, and all the love of each other and the love of God. It was beautiful. It was holy. It was pristine. It was a love story that could bring tears to your eyes and melt your heart like nothing else. But that day... One angel rebelled, and there were some that followed him. He didn't believe that God created him. He didn't want to believe that he was made to serve him. And God cast him out of heaven. And he took the form of a serpent, tempted her, and he followed. Right after that, they were angry at each other and in shame and hating God, trying to hide from God. We didn't know why God let that happen. But he didn't tell us to stop it. We can only watch and wonder and listen. What is this he's saying to them? That she will have a descendant who will crush that serpent's head. That's good news. That's why he named her Eve, the mother of all the living. We watched, there was some joy, but terrible sadness when we were there guarding the gate as cherubim and the flashing sword. You will not enter here. You will not have your heaven on earth. God has another way. And we angels long to look into these things. The joy when Isaiah said it, that reading you had tonight. How could you not feel joy when he keeps talking about this deliverer, this Messiah? And then he says through Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. For he will reign on David's throne, establishing and upholding righteousness and justice forever. His kingdom will increase. We angels didn't know what they meant by that. But the prophets kept saying it. God kept reminding them. And we kept watching. Until John the Baptist came and said, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near." We knew it was getting close. The voice of one calling in the desert, Isaiah told it before it even happened. And here we were. All that time, all my longing, all coming down to this. Those shepherds. It's a good thing that God told just one of us to talk first. Can you imagine if we'd all talked at the same time? Just one. One angel up in the sky with us started to speak, and the shepherds looked up and they saw that light, and we almost had to laugh out loud, trying to hide behind the rocks again. This is what they do, what you do in the presence of the Holy. You try to hide. You can't hide from God. You can't hide from his angels. We see everything. And we report to God. We see it all. And that angel, he knew just what to say. Same thing the Lord did in the garden to deal with that big problem that you people down there have. First words out of the angel's mouth, "Do not be afraid. Stop being afraid." And you can just see those shepherds start to just settle down a little bit. Their hearts are slowing down just slightly. "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Can't you almost hear the shepherds saying, "Why us? We're just shepherds." "You have good news for all the people, for today in the town of David, just a few football fields away, within sight of where you are, shepherds, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." They knew the Lord, the God of free and faithful grace. They knew Christ, the Messiah to come. "And this shall be a sign for you." God never wants you people to think that this is all just a leap of faith. That you just believe blindly because some religion taught it. Or because your parents said it, or your grandparents before them. This is true as God is true. As God is the Creator and the Redeemer and the Sanctifier, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, the kind they wrapped up babies tight in so that they couldn't flail and they were feeling very secure. He's in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. By then they were settled. And it was our turn. And we didn't have to wait anymore. And all my longing over all those years was finally rushing forward in all my loving of the God that cared that much for all of you, for all he saw that you needed a Savior. He hears the arguing, the complaining, the whining, the discontent. He hears it all. He heard it all. He has heard it all and seen it all since the beginning of time. And yet he loves with a Savior, Christ the Lord. And so when finally the signal was given for all of us to turn on our light, no one had to tell us twice. And we didn't have to plug in either. We don't need batteries. Our energy, our light source, is all from God himself. And when we shine, we could burn holes in your best sunglasses. Nothing you have could stop our light. And we lit up the sky. Suddenly, with a great company of heavenly hosts, all of us praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Peace, goodwill toward men. When God brings this grace of that Christ child, look at him there. Look at the next baby you see lying so peacefully asleep. And think how God put all his deity in that child. We long to look into that manger as angels and see what God did for you as people. That baby, the Savior, Christ the Lord, that you could take up in your arms as easily as you would hold a baby and hold him close to your heart in the forgiveness and love of God and know peace that you can't find anywhere else. Peace that surpasses all understanding. But he said today, nothing breaks the heart of us angels like people who think they might have tomorrow. The ones who keep putting it off. And day after day goes by, and some keep thinking, tomorrow I'll repent of my sins. Tomorrow I'll come close to God. Tomorrow, maybe, I'll go back and hear his word or read my Bible. Tomorrow. But the Lord says today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to repent of your sins and turn to the Lord. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And after we had all sung and lit up the skies and sung like an angel chorus never sang before, that was it. That was all we could do. The Lord told us to be quiet and watch. All my loving. I could just tell you all my loving in those shepherds. They didn't wait. We almost cheered aloud again. We cheered amongst ourselves when they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." We angels can't tell the story. It's not ours to tell at this point. But you, today, go to Bethlehem. Today, take your heart and lay it in the manger. Today, take the Christ child home to yourself and everyone you know. Because today is the day. Today is the day that Christ was born. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.